This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 924, the only resource you'll ever need on this topic, period.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we learn a super dynamic word that can be applied in many different English situations. Find out what it is and how to use it today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Well, really good, Michelle. Here we are in early April, and I'm just ready for spring. Like, I'm ready for summer, actually. I'm sick of winter.
Yep. I think everyone in our area is, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, kind of a fun one.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. If you could have lived in any other time period, you know, other than the one you're living in now, what would it be?
I've always thought that it would be interesting to live in the 60s, actually, like the hippie era, and live in like California, Berkeley area or something, and just like see what was actually going on at that time politically, you know, and socially, in terms of the social movements happening then. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be very interesting.
What about you?
I think maybe the 20s.
Oh, roaring 20s, as they say.
Yeah, I think that could have been fun. I would have liked the outfits.
Yeah, sounds like a period with a lot of energy.
Yeah, I like a lot of books that I read are about that time period.
Yeah.
So I think that would be fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, well, I asked you that because we actually have a listener question that kind of relates to this.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Could you read the question for us? It's a little bit short.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. So here we go. Listener question. So what is the meaning of period when they use it in a sentence? I see that there are two meanings. One is time duration and the other is related to menstruation, right? Menstrual period. Please listen to this video from The Pursuit of Happiness at 1:35. I've seen this word in many occasions, like giving advice and when people get angry, but I'm confused and even dictionaries couldn't help. Thanks, Oswanth. Okay. Great question, Oswanth.
That is a great question. Really good question. And unfortunately, I couldn't see, Oswanth, where the video was. So if you want to send it to us again, that would be great and we can see it. But so I'm kind of going at this from not knowing the pursuit of happiness part that you're talking about. I'm sorry for that. But yeah, if you want to send it on over to us again, that would be great. But that is a good movie.
Yeah, I think I looked this up before when this question came in, actually, have you seen the movie, right, though, Michelle?
Yes.
Great. Yeah. Oh, it's such a nice movie.
Yeah.
The story of a boy, like a homeless man, raising a son, and, right, he's trying to, like, motivate his son.
I really don't remember much about the movie, but I think that's it.
Oh, it's so good.
I remember it was great, and I like Will Smith, and I'm sure I cried, so.
Sure.
So anyway, I don't know if Lindsay, if you were able to see the video or not.
I did. I think I checked it out.
And
so I know what the student's asking about. Yeah.
Oh, so do you remember the example or you're not sure?
Yeah. I think that he was talking about how, you know, when people use this period, like they make a statement and then they say period, right? Like no one should ever tell you that you can't do something. It was something along those lines.
Oh, I could see it being used. Interesting. Okay. So thank you for that, Lindsay. Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't see it, but all right. So let's get to the answer to the question. So the first one, is, as S1 said, is about having to do with menstruation.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what's something that you might hear someone say, Lindsay?
So it's very common women talking with each other, right? Because they like, oh, I have cramps because of my period, right? That's so common. Sure.
Oh, yeah. So period. So it can mean menstruation. So, but also the second definition is, and we're going to go through a few more, is, you know, it sounds like that's the one from Pursuit of Happiness, where you firmly end a sentence, thought, or maybe even like an order that you've given someone, right? So it could be possibly angry, right? Or just, it sounds like in Pursuit of Happiness, it was more like motivational in a way.
Yeah. If I can remember what he said, I think it was like, don't ever let someone tell you you can't do something, period. It's like with enthusiasm, you want to really get your point across.
Exactly. So in an angry way, it could be like, our relationship is over, period.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. And it's like, that's it, right?
Yep. Yep.
What else could you say?
So if you're a parent and, you know, you are punishing your teenager and they can't go to a party or you're not letting them, you can say, you can't go to this party, period.
Right. Exactly. And this can sound a little bit rude, right? If you're just saying the relationship is over, period, right? Something like that.
So, I mean, we should warn our listeners, guys, this is like a language tool that you're going to pull out of your back pocket only for very specific situations, right? It's not going to be all the time. It's very rare that you would use this, but when you really want to drive home a point, you're going to pull this out.
Right. You kind of just want to put that not only on a piece of paper, a period, but you are going to say it. You're so enthusiastic and, I don't know. Expressive about it.
Expressive. I remember my parents would say this when I was a teenager, and they would also supplement that with another statement, and they would say, you can't go out with your friend tonight, period. End of discussion.
Oh.
They would say, and that sounds like a very parenty thing to say to a teenager. End of discussion.
End of discussion. Yep. I've heard that one. So that's good. All right. So, but we have a couple other ones. So another way is, of course, just the punctuation, right?
Mm-hmm.
End of a sentence. So like if I'm helping Lindsay edit something, hey, Lindsay, I think you need a period at the end of that sentence, right?
Yeah. Sure. Easy.
Okay. And what's another way, Lindsay?
Well, as you opened the conversation today, Michelle, a period of time or a time period, you said if you could go back to any time period and be alive, which one would you choose?
Right. Exactly. Right. So a moment in time, like a section. And it doesn't have to be about like, it doesn't have to be about like a decade or something. Like I could say, oh, wow. And in a short period of time, you've really improved or something.
Right. It could be a couple of weeks. It could be a couple of months. It's not a specific amount of time, guys. It's more about a condensed period, a condensed set of amount of time, I guess.
Would you say that the same thing for a time period? Would you, like if you said like, oh, in a short time period, you've improved? I think maybe.
I think so. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like another example is they got married in such a short period of time, but they were madly in love.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you downloaded our new iOS app yet? Inside of the app, there are exclusive bonus videos where Jessica, Lindsay, and Michelle take you around their cities and teach you real English. You can only get these videos inside the app. So go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses and be sure to leave us a review in the app store. Tell us what topics you want to hear about in the next episode. allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And what's the last one I have here, Lindsay?
Well, I remember we used to use like, in school, we'd break the school day down to 6 periods. Like you say, first period, second period, third period. You know, you had a different teacher for each period, right?
Right. Exactly. So like if I said, Lindsay, like we're looking at our schedules and I said, Lindsay, which class do you have first period?
Yeah. Oh, I have gym first period and then I have history second period.
Exactly. Okay, yeah. So wonderful. Okay, so those are five ways where the word period would definitely be used, don't you think, Lindsay?
Definitely. So clearly this word period is very versatile, but that's not a reason for our listeners to be afraid to use it, guys.
Definitely, definitely. So I thought it would be fun if we, instead of doing our regular role play, if we gave a list of examples for our listeners, then gave them a second to guess it and then give the answer. What do you think, Lindsay?
Okay, that sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. So what we'll do is we're going to read the short two-line role play, then we'll pause, and then we'll tell you which one it was. So your options are the menstruation. Okay, ending a sentence in like a rude way, like, oh, that's the end of the story, right? Mm-hmm. Punctuation, period of time, dealing with a section of time, or a school period, okay?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, so Lindsay, can you text me before next period to let me know the answers to the test?
Oh, no, I don't feel so well. Wait, hold on. Am I in the wrong one?
Where am I here? Here, you're
sorry.
Look above.
Oh, sorry. Start over.
Okay. Lindsay, can you text me before next period to let me know the answers to the test?
Sure thing.
Okay.
So all guys, right. Which one is that, right?
Do 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 do.
Ding 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 ding. So which one is it, Michelle? Which use of the word period?
It's class period, like a period in school. So can you text me before next period, right?
Okay,
to let
great.
Me know the answers to the test, right? So it sounds like we're in school, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure. You hear this a lot in middle school or high school.
Okay, great. Okay.
Not really in college, though. It's kind of interesting to note for our listeners.
That's true.
In college, actually, actually, you know, it's funny because we still had like time, like right. class times in college. You had like 8 a.m. class, 9 a.m. class, and the whole school was on the same schedule, but we didn't really use the word period.
What do you mean that the whole school was on the same schedule?
No, I mean like, classes switched at the same time for everyone.
Oh, really?
Not that everyone. Yeah. I mean, not
oh,
everyone
I didn't have
had.
That.
No. Well, the like classes ran like 9 to 9:50, 10 to 10:50, 11 to 11:50. But obviously not everyone was in the same classroom at the same time. Right.
Right.
But like anyway, so it's interesting.
Yeah, that's true. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Shall we do the next one?
Yeah, let's do the next one. Okay. So, oh no, I don't feel so well. I need some Tylenol.
Maybe you're getting your period.
Okay, so that one, guys, which one do you think that is? I think they know. It's the menstrual period, right?
Yes. Okay.
Important to know.
Very important. Okay, the next one. All right, I'll start this one. I told you to call me when you got to her house. You didn't, so now you can't go there anymore.
But, Mom.
You can't go there anymore, period.
Ooh. You're a very strict mother.
Yes, I am. I was very upset with you. I'm very upset. Okay,
so guys, yeah.
Which one is that?
So that's, I think that's the one right where we are trying to be definitive about our sentence, like what we would see in that clip from The Pursuit of Happiness, guys.
Exactly. Okay. And this one is definitely mean. Maybe I would also say end of discussion, like how Lindsay said.
How my mom used to say.
Okay. Next one, you want to start that?
Sure. Ah, I think you need a period here for the sentence to make sense.
You're right. Okay.
Okay.
This one is?
Ding, ding, ding. Punctuation.
Yes. Okay. Very good. And the last one. Wow. I can't believe you finished your homework in such a short period of time.
What can I say? It was easy.
That one, the last one, of course, is about
time,
period, right? A section of time.
Wow, what a diverse word.
It sure is. Yeah, it really is a diverse word.
Wow. So what's the takeaway today, Michelle?
Well, guys, you know, when you learn a new word, you can usually see multiple definitions, right? If the word has multiple definitions, so if you're going to look in the dictionary or something like that. But, you know, listen for context clues, right? That's what we were giving you today. Mm-hmm. And when when these words are used. So try using the word in one way for a while, right? And then switch to a different way, right? So you don't need to use all of these in one day. Choose one that you feel identifies with you and, you know, use it that way. And then you can switch to another way. And then it'll become more familiar as time goes on.
Yeah, I love it, guys. Don't get intimidated. Just as Michelle said, try one and then roll with that and then add another as you go along and you build the fluency. I know you guys can do it.
We use it the way that makes sense for you. So obviously with certain ways, it may not make sense for you to use it. So use that how it makes sense for you and take it slow and you'll be great. And in a short period of time, you'll be comfortable with the word period.
Oh, wow, Michelle. Good one.
Thanks.
Good one. All right. Very cool. And guys, if you're a little bit confused today, if you'd like to go back and see exactly what we said, remember you can get the transcripts and you can save 50% when you sign up and you subscribe. So go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to subscribe to those. Get them every Monday in your email inbox for the upcoming week. It's so easy. All right. Perfect. Cool.
Okay, awesome. Wonderful. Fun episode. Thank you for the question and have a great day, guys.
Talk to you soon, Michelle. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our Insider Method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.